These are the signs that pull at the heart. Baby pelicans rescued from the oil. Scientists say they cry for their parents. Workers from the International Bird Rescue Center hold their beaks and soak the birds in vegetable oil.
We use some kind of light oils that we heat up, and we actually work it in the oily feathers. It loosens the oil up.
Then they bathe them with dishwashing liquid. A toothbrush is used around the eyes to protect them from the suds. Then the little ones go under the blow dryer.
They're so happy once they're de-oiled, and you know, it actually makes you feel pretty good that this part of the operation is being done to save these animals.
Off the coast of Louisiana, thick patches of goopy oil. Scientists have now found oil suspended in the water down to 1,000 meters. The Coast Guard says the cap now allows the collection of about 15,000 barrels a day, an increase of about 4,000 barrels from Monday. But three of the four vents remain open, still spewing thousands of barrels of oil to the surface.
The reason those vents have not been closed yet are two reasons. To prohibit the buildup of hydrates and something called chatter. If you get too much pressure in there, just the oil and everything moving around could actually dislodge the containment cap if you're not able to control the pressure moving forward.
The spill may be occurring along the Gulf Coast of the U.S., but experts say it's an international problem. Céline Cousteau is the granddaughter of world-renowned ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau.
Whatever it is that happens in the oceans happens to all of us. And a lot of our food resources come from the oceans. Those are going to be impacted. So, yes, it's an international issue. Not only that, but it doesn't mean that because it's happened in the United States, it can't happen elsewhere.
As for long-term effects, scientists are trying to answer unending questions, but have few answers. About drinking water contamination.
That will be something that we won't know actually until the event occurs.
About 4,000-year-old corals.
We don't know how much oil is down there.
About a hurricane's effect.
We don't have all your answers.
And that's the prevailing comment. The U.S., the world, has never experienced a spill so enormous, so deep. So scientists say no one can really predict the future of the oceans or the living creatures that rely on it. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.